Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I know, Tom, you love the latest technology because you've actually helped me out quite a bit with some of my tech purchases over the years. And I think I'll let you be the guinea pig for this latest thing that they're doing. Researchers in China announced a new way to treat sinus infections. Have you seen this?
No, but I don't just go and enjoy new technology for, like, sinus infections. It's not like I get on Amazon. I'm like, what can I find today that's new technology for sinus infections? That's crazy.
Will you buy the latest computers and stuff like that?
That's not the same thing.
Lasers and what other gadgets has he bought?
I'm sure if they had some technology for kidney stones, you would have bought it.
I went to the doctor for that.
Yeah, but if you could buy something over the counter that's, you know, a gadget that you could
take. The best thing they make for kidney stones is pain medicine.
Yeah, imagine that little thing you have that you hold and it tells your heart rate, but it, like, instead got rid of your kidney stones.
Okay, come on now. That doesn't exist, though.
She gets it.
Okay. So, researchers in China announced a new way to treat sinus infections instead of antibiotics. They'll just shoot an army of tiny robots up your nose. You know, you see this in movies and stuff. I was in the latest Superman movie, where she's like got robots, and it just covers Superman and blocks up his passages and stuff.
What do they do? It's like mini Roombas, and they go around and clean up all the snot?
I don't know.
Yeah, these are nanobots,
yeah,
I guess.
Nanobot technology, or technically, I guess they're microbots, because they're still big enough to see under a normal microscope, but even microbots are very, very small.
That's micro in the name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's crazy. Each tiny nose robot is smaller than a speck of dust, but they can still see it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've got so much dust, I think my speck is a lot bigger than...
Well, you know what, though? That nanobot's going to crawl around your big nose hairs and stuff.
Can you imagine the sneezing you would get from an army of micro, nano, whatever bots in your nose?
Yeah.
I wanted to use your hairs like a... like Tarzan in a jungle, swinging from hair to hair to get up in there.
There you go.
It's making me want to sneeze just thinking about it.
My nose is running.
I hope they don't use them as bungee cords, because you know when you're pulling your hairs out of your nose, that hurts. That would make you sneeze. But they're way thinner than a human hair, they say. And they're programmed to wipe out bacteria. It's not clear how many they have to shoot up your nose or nostrils. Then they just called it a swarm of tiny robots. So it's a swarm.
How do they get them all out?
You probably just absorb them into your body and then they go away.
And then you got a code. Now you've taken the mark of the beast.
But you got rid of your cold.
Yeah, which would you rather have?
That's true.
They tested them on animals and say they could be approved to treat sinus and bladder infections in humans in the next 5 to 10 years.
Now, if it worked on a kidney stone, I'd take it.
That's what I said.
But I'm saying this is real technology.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. You give me a shot of that and it goes down and breaks up the kidney stone.
I wouldn't do it.
What if they could do it to get rid of fat cells? and be like, just put them right there in my thighs and be like, go to town, little micros.
We know from all the Ozempic, people would buy it without even asking a question of whether it was bad for them.
They wouldn't care about the side effects. It's like, I'm thin. But I'm days away from my deathbed.
Can't walk through TSA. I get stuck in the little metal detector. But I'm skinny.
If I do an MRI, those things all come flying off of me.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There is nothing more boring than listening to someone tell you about a dream they had. Well, it didn't really happen, and it usually doesn't make any sense, and it's just pointless.
And you know, there's people that study dreams. It's like, that's their job.
Well, that's different.
That'd be more boring than an accountant.
Actually, if you could know what your dream meant, it would actually be pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
And they've made a device to do that now.
Hmm.
There's a dream recorder that actually turns your dreams into videos. Now, it doesn't scan your brain waves, unfortunately. You just have to wake up and tell it what the dream was.
Oh.
But then it creates a video of what that dream is so you can relive it. Because a lot of times, even when you make the effort to remember a dream, you forget it.
Yeah.
With the dream recorder, you can go back and watch it again, and it kind of makes it so that you remember it.
They say always leave a notepad and a pen beside your bed because you can remember them when you first wake up.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time you get out of the shower, I'm like, what did I dream?
Have you ever tried that?
What?
To write it down.
Yeah, I couldn't read my handwriting.
Yes. A lot of times your brain lies to you and it just scribbles something down so you can go back to sleep.
Yep.
I have several dreams throughout the night. You guys have a lot or just one or two?
Depends.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how hard I sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this thing costs about $330, but it's something you actually have to build. It comes with a shopping list and all the parts, and then you just put it together.
Oh,
I know. You'll even hate this worse. It uses AI to make the video.
Okay.
So when you've told it what it is, the AI goes in and makes the video for you, and then it stores up to like 7 dreams.
So you tell it while you're still half asleep?
Uh-huh.
So, and where are they getting the video footage of you?
Have you seen AI yet?
Yeah, I guess.
Because it makes videos out of nothing.
But what if you dream of someone in particular? Is that person going to be in the video? Because that's why I had the dream.
Well, you'll probably have to describe it really in detail. I don't know if you can tell it like a picture of the person you dreamed about or not.
It's probably a good thing it doesn't just automatically translate to this. Because imagine how much trouble people could get in.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I was dreaming about.
You dreamed about who?
Oh, yeah. I'd love AI then.
Well, let me tell you what.
I'd get my DVD player back out of
it. You'd be giving it to people for like the anniversary present.
Yeah, I dreamed about you. You want to see it?
No.
Well, I can help you out. I can save you having to spend this $330. I actually have a list of what your dream actually means.
Now, is this from experts?
These are from experts.
Okay.
For example, if you have a dream where everyone points and laughs at you, that's a common recurring dream for some people.
Am I naked?
It means you own a Cybertruck.
Oh, okay.
If you have a dream where you fly between buildings, it means you've seen Superman too many times.
That's a good movie.
All right. If you have a dream where all your teeth fall out, it means you can trace your family history back to West Virginia.
Stop it. I have that dream all the time.
You might want to get on Ancestry.com.
Apparently, I don't need it.
If you have a dream where your partner cheated on you, it means you saw a Coldplay Kiss Cam video. Yeah, that's kind of too soon, right?
Yeah.
If you have a dream where everything is fine and suddenly you're falling, it means you're Stephen Colbert.
Too soon. Yeah, he just got fired.
All right.
$16 million.
If you have a dream where you die, it means you're married.
Oh. That's positive.
Yeah. No, you said this was from experts. I don't believe you now.
These were experts.
But do you have the same dream? I always dream, a lot of my dreams, I'm either living in a hotel or I'm in a hotel.
You're just seeing the future.
I don't know. I think you looked it up one time, Tori. It said something about I don't feel secure in life or
something. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. I always have one that I'm giving a speech and my teeth start to crumble out. And in the middle of the speech, I'm like trying to push them back in. And then I wake up and I'm basically drowning in drool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have the dreams where my teeth crunch, but I'm usually eating something in the dream. And they just start to just crack into pieces.
Ow.
But I mean, I have crappy teeth.
Tom, you're right. That's boring.
Told you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, I know it's best for us to focus on the small things that we need to be grateful for, because you get a better outlook on life. But there's so much negativity out on social media that people are addressing, and I've got a few little things that people really hate, and it gets on their nerves and drives them up the wall. And I just want to see if you guys agree or disagree with some of these things. For example, they mention websites that ask you if you want to download their mobile app as soon as you click on the link.
That doesn't bother me. I just click no.
Okay.
I hate any pop-ups.
Okay. How about the accept cookies? Do you hate that one? Because I don't know which one to do.
I just accept them all.
Well, I reject them, or I'll read the page looking past that.
That's almost as irritating as the when you're trying to look at a menu for a place, and it's like, which location? Delivery or this? It's like, I just want to see the menu. With the third degree?
Well, yeah. Sometimes they have different menus at different locations.
Get it together.
Okay, things that drive us up the wall, they say, streaming shows or television where you have to watch at least two of the first seasons before it gets good. So you have to watch two seasons before it, you know, someone's like, you got to watch this show. It's really good.
Why would you? I wouldn't watch two seasons of anything that wasn't good.
Yeah, the slow burners are frustrating. But you know what else is frustrating? This dual release nonsense that streaming services are doing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to watch half of it in September and half of it in December. Just drop it all on one day. Let me binge watch my life away over the weekend.
You. Yeah. All right. Things that require battery size that isn't AA. You get into it, you're going to change your batteries and like, you got AA's most of the time. You're like, okay, this has a C battery? When was the last time you used a C?
But, you know, my car battery died, Hawk. How many AA batteries would I have needed?
A lot.
Well, wouldn't it be nice, though, if it was just two little AA batteries for your car?
Yes.
That would be great.
That's right. Stupid.
Things that actually drive us up the wall. They say the fact that you have to be some sort of wizard to put the string back in a hoodie once you put it in the dryer. Like, what happened? The magic show. You put the hoodie in there, and then the string fell out. How did that work?
Took me a week.
Yes, me too.
It's a lot of patience to get it back in there.
Because you're like inching along, little inch by inch by inch.
And the thing is, I don't even use the hoodie part.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't use the tie-off part, so yeah. I don't know why I have it there, but I do.
Okay, here's something that people say drives me off the wall. When you're hanging out with a new group of people, and someone says, you know what, you look just like my friend, blank. Doesn't he? And then everybody's looking at you and like, yeah, yeah. And you don't even know who they're talking about. It's like, I don't even know who you're talking about.
I'm okay with that depending on what the person looks like.
Okay.
Sometimes you see the picture and you're like, it's the last time I'll be hanging out with you people again.
You're just like, okay, you just nod awkwardly. Yeah, okay, I look like so-and-so, Rex or whatever. Okay, the restaurants that don't title the restrooms, ladies and gentlemen.
Blokes and Shaylas.
I know which one's which on that.
Chickens or cows, you know. You're like, which is which? Like, it's very confusing.
That's not a real one, Kato.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense.
No. All right, clicking on a 20-second video, but having to watch 45 seconds of commercials. It's like the commercials are longer than what you want to watch.
Yeah, that's like Prime, suddenly putting commercials in shows. It's like, I pay for Prime Video. Why in the world are you putting advertisers in this?
I got a friend who says he now just pirates everything because of Prime adding video or commercials to the videos.
I know I want to get rid of Prime, but okay. I enjoy that few times a year. I do want to order something and get it in 5 days.
Right. 2 days.
It's never come in 2 days.
Then you need to cancel.
All right. They say people who point out tiny errors or mistakes that make no difference whatsoever. That,
you know what bugs me? People who make all kinds of mistakes and they get upset when you point it out to them.
Good. My dad always says, if you know what someone means, don't correct them because you're just a jerk if you do.
Wow, that was a jerk thing to say.
Things that drive you nuts, putting on a coat over a long sleeve shirt and having the shirt sleeves roll up to your elbows as you're putting the coat on.
It makes my eye twitch thinking about it.
You have to grab the ends.
I know, right?
But sometimes when you're pulling, it like grabs the sleeve out of your hand, and then it comes up, and then it's all bunched, and you look like a muscle man because all the shirts wide up.
After your domination in toe wrestling, I would think your hand would be strong enough to hold on to the shirt.
All my strength is in my toes.
I guess so.
Or your jacket's too small. I'm not sure.
That might be it.
Okay. They say that feeling of anxiety when you show somebody a photo on your phone and then they start scrolling through all your photos at that point without asking. It's like, give me my phone back.
Don't do that. That's weird.
I'm like, you're not going to like what you see in a very short moment.
I just assume if they hand you the phone to look at a few photos, they're okay if you, because you're always going to go one or two past what they want you to see because you don't know where it ends.
On the same subject, things that drive you up the wall, looking at a picture that you're not in, and then looking at a picture you are in. Whether you're looking at pictures, you're always critiquing the parts about yourself, and you're looking for yourself. When you have kids, though, you start looking at your kids like, oh, is that a good one of my kid, you know? You will know that. I know you're imaginary
kids. We always
kids.
Have great pictures.
What do you mean?
Me and my kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're imaginary.
They're always photogenic.
Socks that are just a little too big so they keep rolling under your heel and you got pain for the rest of the day.
Or the ballet socks that won't stay where they're supposed to. Like the ones that just go around your toes and your heels and they slide down in your shoe all the time.
I hate my ballet socks.
Brutal.
Yeah, I like the big fuzzy socks. Then they say chain restaurants that ask if you've ever been there before, like there's some sort of rare experience that you've not experienced before. You know, it's like the fancy restaurants, you know, they'll say, have you been here before? But then when you're going like to Chili's, have you been here before? Like, yeah, several times.
Welcome to McDonald's. Have you been here before?
So just a few things. Do we agree that most of those drive us up the wall?
No.
Okay.
Some of them.
Then we'll disagree to or agree to disagree.
Those are pretty minor things, most of them.
That's what they are. These are just little things that we absolutely don't like.
First world problems that drive us up the wall. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Let me be the first to ask you, is it hot enough for you?
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's something new. I had never seen this before, but it seems like the weather people keep coming up with new phrases to keep us interested and entertained. And I don't know if you guys have heard this, but this week, there's something called a heat dome.
Is that because the Earth is really in a dome?
No, the Earth is flat, duh.
Yeah, with the dome over. Uh-huh. That's what I mean.
So have you ever heard the term heat dome before? I mean, my entire existence, never have they told us there was a heat dome. I think it's a new phrase.
It's like, okay, this football team's going to be playing this Sunday in the heat dome.
Yeah, that would be a good name for like Arizona if they have a dome. Mm-hmm. But that is what they're calling this.
I've heard the ozone. That rhymes with heat dome.
Close.
Heard a heat wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this is a heat dome. And they say that we've been Googling some questions about the heat, and there's some interesting things that Google came up with. The first one really annoys me because I really feel like weather is a scam. I feel like the weather people can make up almost anything.
Yeah.
And if they're even remotely close, then they're like, yeah, we nailed it. And then when they totally blow it, everyone's like, don't be hard on them. It's hard to predict the weather. I'm like, but that's literally their job.
I know, but don't be so hard on them, Tom.
See?
Because you know what? I'm at my house this week. They're saying we're going to get the thunderstorms. And you can see them over in the distance because those clouds move. They can't predict that it's going to come right over your house, that cloud.
Why do they tell you something that's useless?
Well, especially in the summer because the heat and all that stuff's moving the clouds not exactly in order of where it will come.
Well, and that's it's interesting because I read that 80% chance of rain doesn't mean that you have an 80% chance it will rain. It's 80% of the area will see rain.
So what that means is the 20% you live in won't get rain.
Can you imagine the cloud being like, whoop, that's Hawk's house, go around.
That's exactly what it does.
The cloud just moved over that little light over my head. I learned something new.
His garden looks all good and fresh and green. Let me move around it and not give him any water. You know,
weather forecasters are a recent job because in the medieval times, they would have burned them at the stake by being wrong so much.
But again, it's a prediction. Don't they do other predictions like maybe a horse race? They're going to predict this
horse
should win.
They don't predict. They just give you odds. They don't tell you, okay, it's going to be sunny tomorrow. They say, oh, there's 13-1 this horse will win. There's 12-1 this horse
will win. Which means they're predicting that horse to win, just giving you the odds are better.
No, that's not what they're doing.
Mm-hmm, it's not like the NFL where they pay for the predictions to actually come true.
Okay, that's wrestling.
Also that.
All right, so let's get back to weather here. What temperature is considered extreme heat? This is what makes me mad. There's not a definition for extreme heat. It can be different in different cities. In Phoenix, Arizona, 95 isn't considered a big deal at all. And in some northern states, 95 is considered extreme heat.
Let me tell you, I lived in Arizona. All right, and they say it's a dry heat, and then there's a wet heat, you know, because of the humidity. And I'm like, you stick your head in an oven or you stick your head in a dishwasher, they're both hot. I was in Arizona one night, and it was 105 degrees outside at night. Mm. I'm like, I just went inside. I'm like, I cannot stand this.
That's, I just read the UK is telling people to stay home from work because there's such a heat wave, and I did the translation or whatever calculation. It's like 80 degrees.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's whatever the Celsius equivalent is. I don't remember now.
Here's why I think it happens, though. People that live out there get used to that heat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so they are used to the environments. And now I came from Florida, which is humidity, all to Arizona, and it was so weird.
But when it's like 60 in Florida, people are cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't start having cold waves or calling, like, for people to stay home.
It's a cold dome.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hawk has mentioned he lived in Arizona. I visited him once while he was there.
Yeah.
And I got out at dusk at, like, 7 p.m. to gas up my car. Mm-hmm. And the wind was blowing. And if you've ever stood beside an outside part of an air conditioner where it blows that hot air on you, that's what it felt like. You wanted the wind to quit blowing.
Yeah. It's a funny thing, though. Tom was coming from Florida, so straight from humidity to the dry heat.
Well, I'd been in California on vacation, I drove from California to Arizona, and I got out of the car, and I'm like, what just happened here?
Yeah, my sister used to live in California, and coming back from visiting her to the low country, I was like, I can't breathe when I get off this plane.
What's so funny? I mean, it is humid here. I'm like, especially during the summer. And then even it's worse in Tennessee, which blows me away. But we kind of got the mountains. It cools things off a little bit for us here in the upstate.
I guess.
I'm like, it's
not. I don't think you're a weatherman.
It's not as much as of a heat dome here as you'd expect.
Well, they asked, why does extreme heat make you tired? It's because your body has to work harder to maintain its normal temperature. It can also keep you from sleeping well at night. And just being dehydrated can make you tired, too. So we really are more tired right now.
I tell you, you go outside, sit on the porch for a minute, and you're in your swing, and I get so sleepy. It's like, and I would not imagine that, but I've fallen asleep in my swing outside in the summer.
Okay, so how do you prepare your body for extreme heat? I think most people know this one. You need to stay well hydrated. Drink lots of fluids to stay hydrated. Loose-fitting clothing can help, too, because it lets the air get in and kind of evaporate the sweat and cool you down.
See, everyone always says wear cotton when it's really hot. But once cotton gets sweaty, it's miserable to wear.
Yeah, but once it dries back out, it's good.
Just wear your swimsuit.
Well, I thought, all over town.
Yeah,
like everybody, you know what? Let's just make that a new rule. Everybody just go out in your swimsuit, go downtown, work, whatever you need to do.
Okay.
Okay, there's some, icky
people. Give me the water
there.
Bottle. I'm going to spray them.
Well, I did see one article today, in addition to the heat-related alerts, that it said avoid alcohol. I'm like, No. I just won't go outside.
Sometimes when you drink alcohol, you sweat, though. But it does hydrate you, kind of, right? Or dehydrate?
It dehydrates you.
Yeah, well, that ain't good.
Also, if you drink enough, you won't care about walking around in your bathing suit.
All right, one last thing. Hot weather, bad for pregnancy. Your body already has to work harder to control your temperature when you're pregnant. It's harder to stay hydrated, too, and pregnant women have a higher risk of heat stroke and heat exhaustion. So if you are pregnant, stay out of this heat.
That's last summer, John was like, you're being a little dramatic. I'm like, I am dying. Yeah. I have made it 3 steps out of the house, and I am not going to make it any farther.
You were right.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Asks, is it hot enough for you?
Mr. Guy Who Asks, is it hot enough for you?
The heat is unbearable, but not as unbearable as your predictable quips. You think you're being clever, but you're completely unoriginal with your unnecessary small talk.
You love the sound of your own voice.
You're just extremely uncomfortable with silence.
So you became the king of idle chit-chat, yeah.
So when I'm all sweaty, the last thing I want to hear is your stupid yap implying that I asked for this heat wave. You don't know me. You don't know my thoughts. You're Mr. Guy Who Asks, is it hot enough for you? A real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Asks, is it hot?
And in 6 months, you'll ask, is it cold enough for you?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.